Okay, I guess I can take the microphone and pull it a little bit closer. Hi, I'm Dr. Morgan. Welcome to another edition of Health Essentials. Well, it's time to get going this morning. Okay, the number here at the station is 903-586-5257. I know that everybody has questions, especially when your body doesn't work right. And that's one of the things that I want to do is we need to try to solve the mystery and find out what is going to help you get your strength back and overcome whatever you're facing. I know that everybody's immune system is challenged right now. I've got a sales pitch for you. Okay. If you do not have a juicer, that's fine. Well, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. This may be like a really important phone call. Good morning and welcome to the program. I'm here. Hello, good morning.
Dr. Morgan?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a relative who has been diagnosed with the onset of Parkinson's.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any words of wisdom for her?
The number one thing I could say, it's all due to toxicity of the gut. I know that's not like a clear, simple answer that everybody wants, but almost every study shows that the more toxic the gut is or toxic the body is over time, that's where Parkinson's is going to ensue, because toxins damage the production of dopamine, and when you're 80% low in dopamine, you start having tremors, and you don't walk the way that you used to.
Could I hang up? Because I'm getting some kind of a feedback.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, so when it comes to Parkinson's, this is a very challenging deal, because I think in the mind of an individual, they think they should recover very, very quickly, and I don't see it that way. Almost all the cases where I've seen people really mitigate the tremors and improve themselves, they kind of had a plan that they focused on over time. Some professions, by their very nature, they put people right in contact with lots of chemicals. So there's a lot of chemicals that are really bad. I probably have no trouble saying that if glyphosate or Roundup continues to be used at the level it is, there's going to be a whole bunch of Parkinson's. Or how about Paraquat? How about the other herbicides and insecticides? There's going to be quite a bit more neurological decay in human beings when that's the case. So you got to come up with some type of a plan. Plan number one, start detoxifying. One of the simplest things that could be done is just using an infrared sauna. An infrared sauna is remarkable in its ability to start purging the deep reserve of toxic chemicals that are held in the tissues of the body. So that's why sweating makes a huge difference. I hear people tell me these stories all the time. They'll say, Dr. Morgan, I tend to be in dire straits this time of the year, but during the summertime is when I do really, really good. And I'm going, is that when you're sweating and perspiring and washing the toxins out? And of course, that's the answer. That's part of it anyway. But with Parkinson's, you've got to start detoxifying. You know what? You just got to do it until you're in a better place. That's one thing that I've encountered with dealing with a lot of people. They really think that if they take a magic supplement, that in 1 or 2 weeks, they're going to be brand new. That is not the way it works. By the time you have Parkinson's disease, there's been such chronic, long-term destruction of those neurological cells that produce a substance called dopamine, that neurotransmitter. You can't just get that back easily. You got to live in reality here. In reality, you're going to have to put your nose to the grindstone and work through this. Yes, it is a battle. It's difficult. But you tell me, are you better off getting started and doing the hard work that it's going to take to restore your health or at least improve it? Well, yeah, that's the best choice at all. And so if you could just wrap your mind around the idea of detoxification, the use of an infrared sauna is phenomenal. Okay? Number next. I started off talking about the lining of the gut and its microbiome or microbiota, flora, bacteria. Let's put it this way. The more good beneficial microbes that you have in your gut, you lower your risk of even developing Parkinson's. And so there's lots of things that would alter that. The use of sugar-free Candy and sodas is one of the biggest destroyers of the lining of the gut. Probably the biggest one of all time is alcohol. I've seen it over and over again. If you want to destroy the health of a human being, alcohol will do it. That may be one of my top recommendations if somebody's listening right now and says, this conversation doesn't apply to me. Well, let me just remind you. When I've looked at the research or the population studies from Wuhan, China, they have one of the highest levels of alcoholism and alcohol consumption anywhere in China. So to me, I thought, okay, we got that virology lab in Wuhan, but we also have a whole bunch of alcoholics. You're making it really, really easy for a viral entity that's pretty, pretty pathogenic and potent to spread like a wildfire when you drink a lot of alcohol. Alcohol will literally deplete you severely of certain B vitamins, specifically vitamin B1. You want your immune system to be sluggish and not respond? Well, then drink alcohol and eat sugar. Yeah, it's just as simple as that. And so the main theme that I want you to think of is a toxic gut and toxicity throughout the body. That's the root behind Parkinson's. Now, one of the things you can do about it to be positive is there is a book written by Dr. Norman Doidge. Don't ask me to spell his name. It's like Dodge with an I in front of the D, Doidge, I think. That's how I say it anyway. He's a neurologist. He's written a book called The Brain's Way of Healing. Actually, it's really good. And there's a chapter in there devoted to Parkinson's, and it will give you tools on what must be done to help retrain your body to grow new nerve cells. That's the way it works. So one of the reasons why I'm such a big fan of fermented foods is because they're both prebiotics and probiotics. They do so much to help recondition the lining of a person's gut to where you can harbor more beneficial microbes. It's like this. The more good beneficial microbes that you have in your body, the less room you have for toxic germs. Do you want your immune system being overwhelmed with toxic forms of E. coli and Streptococcus and Staphylococcus and COVID SARS-2? Well, no, of course not. You know, the verse that's in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. If you got a bunch of bad germs in your body, they are going to rule the roost. And that's what toxic microbes do. They feed on the sugar and the beer and the junk food that you give them. And then they, in turn, they manufacture their own metabolic waste, just like your car. You give it oxygen and gasoline, it gives off exhaust. I think you'd agree with me that exhaust is quite toxic. Actually, not to be too negative, many a person over the last 100 years has taken their life by doing one thing, breathing the exhaust of the car. If you want to call that carbon monoxide poisoning, yeah, you could do that. And so you get the idea that you've got to completely transform the lining of your gut in order to overcome any type of neurological deficit. Oh, and it's hard because you got to retrain the body to go from toxic to clean. That can take time. There's a lot of variables and a lot of factors. And so if you get the book, The Brain's Way of Healing by Norman Doidge, please read everything that you can about how that man overcame Parkinson's. It's so fascinating, so empowering also. Knowledge is power. You know what you're supposed to do? Seek wisdom here. So, this is like becoming so incredibly easy because you can get on your smartphone and you can start a new search page and you can type in scientific studies concerning Parkinson's, natural treatments, medicinal treatments. A lot of medicine is just watching and waiting. I don't like that plan. Always remember that work beats worry. Action beats anxiety. That's what you want. You want to work on this. You know how James says in the half-brother of Jesus, you tell me about your faith, but I show you my faith by my works? Well, it's true. That just means action speaks louder than words. Don't you think that your body's paying attention and your brain is too when you tell it, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start this walking regimen. I'm going to clean up my diet by eating foods that are high in prebiotics and probiotics so I can recondition my gut, which I think just about everybody's probably heard. The vast majority of your immune system, well, guess where it's located? It's there in your gut. You have these highly specialized cells called macrophages. You've got your infantry. Those are called the neutrophils. They're constantly seeking out and searching every nook and cranny to see if there's anything that's harmful to your body, whether it's a virus, a cancer cell, a parasite of some kind, or a toxin. They're trying to clean you. I remember years ago, I read an article about a man that started a Parkinson's support group in California. I don't remember where. But he asked all the participants of the class, he wanted them to raise their hands if they had had basically a lifetime of eating junk food. Every hand went up. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Thank you so much for your phone call today.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling to find out what we can do about getting prebiotics of probiotics.
That's called sauerkraut. If you eat raw sauerkraut, you're getting both of them.
Okay.
So if you had a running habit of consuming a fork full of sauerkraut before two meals a day, oh my word, you would go a long way to helping yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your phone call. Bye-bye. Yeah, I can hear a little bit of reverberation. I can tell you right now, you put a bolt of lightning on top of a radio station and things do not work right. I think they're still trying to work out the bugs. Doesn't that go to show you how powerful the force is of lightning? Wow. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Just ignore the background chatter. It doesn't matter. As long as you can hear me.
Okay. I was just calling to ask you if you had any information about hypothalamus reset technique.
Hypothalamus reset technique. I've never even heard that term. Describe it to me.
Well, I really don't know. I was checking on some things. My mom is diagnosed with both with both adrenal insufficiency and pituitary insufficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Google to try to find out which came first,
okay. So that's all right. How was she diagnosed with adrenal insufficiency and pituitary insufficiency?
Well, I really don't know how. It was several years ago.
Well, it just could have been somebody's guess off the top of their head.
They at one point had told her that they thought she had Addison's disease.
Was she trying to make you currently has said
no, there was nothing in the records that she was diagnosed with that.
No, they would have a lab test. And plus, when you drive down the road, she would say, sweet daughter, pull over right here. I need to run out in the pasture and lick that salt block. It seems like a really good plan. I'm really craving salt.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know what the hypothalamus reset technique is, but I understand this part. The hypothalamus is the heart of the brain. That is the master control gland of the entire endocrine system, meaning the glands that secrete hormones like the adrenals and the pituitary. Guess who they're under the authority of? The hypothalamus. But I can tell you what I do understand. don't poison the hypothalamus. You want to know what poisons the hypothalamus where it can't work right? Artificial sugar does. So if a person consumes Splenda, Sweet and Low, saccharin, aspartame, acesulfame K, all the artificial sugars, they will, that and MSG, they will literally destroy the hypothalamus in some people. And the other thing that's really easy is just feeding and nourishing the hypothalamus. There is a hormone called cortisol. You got to have a little bit of it. But if you get way, way, way too much of it, oh my goodness, it will really be hard on the pituitary and the hypothalamus. So when your adrenal glands think that you're in danger or there's harm coming your way, it's going to start producing cortisol. Sometimes cortisol is called the hormone or the chemical of fear in the body. I believe that to be true. And so if there's too much cortisol, it's really common for a person to feel jittery and nervous and uneasy and anxious. So I don't know if you can have a panic attack or anxiety without having too much cortisol. And so if a person is deficient in the mineral magnesium, cortisol levels always tend to become elevated and go up. And so if a person is drinking soft drinks, well, guess what happens? Magnesium is being flushed out of their body at a faster rate than what they can hold on to it. Or another way of saying it, if a person is under this continual ongoing stress, just the stress of life, and they feel horrible all the time, guess what? You're burning through your B vitamins and your vitamin C and your magnesium at a much faster rate than you can take it in. So the hypothalamus can suffer that way. But really, it's going to be chronic ongoing stress and emotions that just really, really are hard on the hypothalamus. Because the hypothalamus is also part of the limbic system. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She had years of having the very, very stressful life.
Well, one of the solutions is taking an herb called ashwagandha. Because it has been shown in study after study, it helps down-regulate the effects of cortisol. That's a good thing. You got to have a little bit of cortisol to have energy and to be productive. But if you get too much of it, it will start to break down all the tissues of your body.
Well, yeah, they've given her medicines to replace the cortisol in her body.
That's one way of doing it. But that's when somebody is severely, extremely exhausted and depleted. But it still doesn't change the fact that we have to completely rebuild and renew the function of the adrenal glands and the hypothalamus. Now, what I'm about to say, this is not meant to be a joke, but I was reading in a Chinese herbal textbook. And when they had a woman that was completely exhausted and she had a nervous breakdown, and she couldn't function, what they would do is they would harvest the thyroid and the adrenals from a calf. I'm not going to flesh that out because you can figure out what I mean by harvest them. And what they would do is they would just make a soup out of them. So I know that sounds weird, but this used to be cutting-edge medical practice. And from what I've read, either they're going to recover really fast or they're not. So what do you think that means if they take the thyroid and the adrenals from an animal and make a soup out of it? You're just trying to give the glands what they need so they can function at a much higher level, because what your mama needs is some repair and rejuvenation. And so she could take adrenal extract, she can take pituitary extract, and she can take hypothalamus extract. Quite often those are called protomorphogen glandulars. They call them PMGs for short. So she could do that right now, and I'm telling you, it's amazing. I have seen people completely turn their life around from exhaustion to being restored and renewed just by taking glandulars. And those are super easy to come by.
Okay, you said adrenal extract, pituitary extract.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Hypothalamus. The hypothalamus, that's your master control gland. The first place in the body that cortisol goes to is the hypothalamus. It's part of the HPA axis, or the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. It's giving you feedback. And so your hypothalamus all day long is just continually licking and tasting the blood to find out, how much estrogen do we have? How much testosterone? Is the thyroid doing okay? Are the adrenals doing okay? This is hormone central, the hypothalamus. And so a lot of times when the hypothalamus is upset, a person's going to be a little bit more emotional and irrational than what they should be. I know you have never been around an irrational person, but I think maybe one time, a long time ago in my life, I was. I'm just joking about that. All of us have been around people that have come to the end of themselves, and they don't think properly because they're irrational and emotional, because there's so much damage to the thyroid and the adrenals and the pituitary and the hypothalamus. But you give all these glands a break when you don't eat sugar and you don't eat junk food. How's that for a crazy idea? I want your mother to eat meat and vegetables and a little bit of fruit in the form of berries. She's got to give these glands a rest. And so consuming the standard American diet of junk food and sugar, there's no way the hypothalamus and the pituitary can get well. They stay stressed out. Does your mama use any artificial sweeteners at all?
Well, I do, and I have been. But she eats a lot of things with sugar.
Well, you want my advice for you? Stop. You have to. Save yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to be the mean, evil ogre and tell you how to run your life, but it almost always ends in disaster because those artificial sugars, they are so toxic and so poisonous to the hypothalamus and pituitary. It's just unbelievable. What if you could get your pleasure from a little bit of raw honey? What if you could
I use honey. I love honey.
If you'd switch to raw honey instead of artificial sugar, that would put you in a much better place. So what do you want to see happen with your mama?
Well, my goodness, I'd love to see her be strong again.
How old is she?
Be able to take on the world, you know, physically. I'd like to see her body healing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ball is in her court. She has a free will. She can start making choices to help move toward that goal. How old is your mother?
78.
Okay. Had a man in my office this week. He's almost 80 years old, and you know what he told me? He said, I want to keep working. I want to keep going. I want to keep working. I thought, that's awesome.
Well, my great-grandparents and her mother, my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
they always well into their 90s. We've even had some people that lived to 106. You know, and seeing her this week at this stage of life, it just doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't. I think if your mother starts asking questions like, what can I do to help myself? How's this going to work out? I always like it when people are very, very curious. They ask questions. What am I going to do to get myself better? But today, it is the easiest time in history. Go to your phone and type in, how do I nutritionally support my hypothalamus? Now, in her situation, she's just going to need more natural B vitamins than other people do, just because the adrenals and the pituitary aren't working right. She's going to need better minerals. Have you ever heard of vitamin A? Vitamin A is called the anti-infective vitamin because if you have enough of it, your body's able to defeat infections. And one of the ways that vitamin A works is vitamin A plays a role in regulating how you absorb and assimilate minerals. So how would you get vitamin A? Well, she could eat collard greens and turnip greens, and she could have sweet potatoes and avocados and eat carrots and tomatoes, things like that. And so if you can give up the sugar and start eating real food that God has made, then you have an opportunity to rebuild the body. But I'm telling you right now, attitude is 100% everything. You either tell yourself, I can, or you can complain and tell yourself you can't. It's just a matter of which one of those are going to be the dominant thought in your mind, whichever one you believe. You know, some people, they wake up and they think, What a beautiful day this is. This is so magnificent, the day that God has designed for us. And they say, I'm going to do everything I can to take good care of myself, to restore myself today. And that's all you can do, is put one foot in front of the other. But most likely, she's got incredible nutritional deficiencies, because if she had these nutrients, most likely her body would be able to rise to the occasion and heal. So if I had a sales pitch for her, I think I'd have her start for the next month just juice a little bit every day. We could take 2 or 3 carrots, run them through the juicer. If she says, I want to taste better, well, add an apple to it if you want. If you took 1 lemon and just remove the outer rind or the peel and leave as much of the pith as possible, you are going to get a boatload of nutrients. And lemon juice is incredible what it does to the body when you take it. You want to start scrubbing every cell clean on the inside? Lemon juice is a really, really good way of doing that. And then add a little bit of ginger root to it. Fresh ginger root has got to be one of the most amazing remedies of all time at ridding the body of inflammation. Because what your mama's got right now is she's got way too much inflammation with the adrenals and the pituitary, and the hypothalamus not working right. So if she gives up sugar, she's going to make it so much easier to heal.
Okay.
Well, I hope I helped you today.
You have, and she has such a strong will to live. She has lived through so many incredible things.
I bet she has. And she's probably lived through things that she had nothing to do with. That she just kind of suffered because of the stress that other people caused.
Yes. She had some surgery in July. And while she was in the rehab facility, she contracted aspiration pneumonia from choking on medicine.
Did the hospital cover all that? Did they pay that part of the bill?
I wish they made it part of the bill.
Oh, my goodness. Well, is she better now?
She spent a month in the hospital. She's better now, but she is not as strong as she was even right before she went in.
Is she home now on her own?
She's with me.
Oh, good.
And I laid down my job to stay with her.
Oh, you're the best daughter of all time.
She can't stay alone.
Well, then you're in charge of what she eats, right?
Well, somewhat.
Well, put them in front of her. Give her 2 fried eggs over easy. Every egg that a human being consumes contains upwards to 150 milligrams of immunoglobulins. That's like a booster shot for your immune system every time you eat eggs. Hey, if she doesn't eat them, save them for me. I'll be over. No, I'm just joking. No, but if you're in charge of what she's eating, just give her good food. Take your juicer, run 2 carrots, 4 ribs of celery, a peeled lemon, throw an apple in there and ginger juice, and say, here, Mom, drink this. That will start to clean the toxins from her body. We can give her water to drink. We can put minerals in it. She could have one big green... What now?
All she'll drink is Dr. Pepper and tea.
Oh, why didn't you say that? I think that we're not going to really make any progress here. I'm real sorry. You can't have it both ways. Have you thought about hiring someone to kidnap her to where they only serve water?
Hey, I refuse to buy the Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you can.
Look, she got other people to bring her Dr. Peppers.
Okay. Put a sign on the front door. We're all sick here. No Dr. Peppers. How about that? No, I'm not trying to be harsh, but it ain't going to work. It's just completely incompatible. Why beat yourself your head against the wall if they're going to drink Dr. Peppers and tea all day long? It's not your responsibility. It's hers. She's 78. I know a little bit about older people with strong will. I mean, my mother was like very, very headstrong. I tend to say strong force of will because I don't want to say stubborn. Anyway.
Well, I'm thankful that strong will has her still with me.
All right. This is where we are this morning. We're having a conversation about tea and Dr. Pepper and wanting to get well. The two do not agree with each other. You can't have it both ways. If you want to totally deplete and rip the adrenals and the pituitary and the hypothalamus to shreds, just drink the Dr. Pepper. It'll do a pretty good job of it over time. But what? I don't want to do that, though. I want to build a case that she can have her life back. Well, I don't know that she can have her life back. I really don't know anything about the condition of your mama. You tell me she's got a strong force of will, I totally believe you. You tell me she's been through a lot, I think, okay, I believe that story too. But at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is, what are we going to do about this situation right now? And you can't say, here, Mom, drink your six-pack of Dr. Pepper today. I know you don't like water. That doesn't do anything to move the needle. You know what? Give her water. Give her juice. Put lemon in every little bit of water. If we can give her sparkling water that has minerals in it. If you want to put a little squeeze of lime or lemon juice to give it some flavor, do that. I mean, is she really strong enough to resist you? Anyway, I do appreciate your phone call very much. I'm going to move on to the next one, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye.
The one.
Okay. I'm still kind of getting used to the system in here. No, there's some, the lightning strike, all the bugs have not been worked out from that woman, you know, from a couple of months ago. Anyway, the number here at the station. Oh, my goodness, what am I doing now? The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. What do you do when you're faced with a harsh reality that what you're doing is not doing exactly what you want? I mean, one thing that you can do is you can just kind of humbly step back and say, okay, is my plan working? If it's not working, I want you to be open to maybe a different plan. There is a thing called free will. I know there's a whole bunch of people that don't believe in free will. They think that you're like a puppet on a string. No, God is not making you drink beer. He's not. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How can I help you?
How different is a blender and a juicer?
When you run the vegetable or the fruit through the juicer, you're basically getting all the cellular liquids and components. It's almost like you're drinking the blood of a plant. I know that sounds gross. A blender is going to make it a little bit tougher for your body to get the nutrients, but I like that too. I don't really complain about either one of them, but if you're trying to make it really, really easy for the body to respond quickly, I think a juicer is probably a little bit superior. But both of them are great. You'll get no complaints from me on either one of them.
I have a blender now, but I don't have a juicer. How important would it be for me to change and buy a juicer?
Well, if you had a juicer, you'd probably get about 10 times the amount of the nutrition than what you would from the blender. So that's one of the tactical advantages. And so, if I said, hey, Ray, what I want you to do is eat 15 carrots right now, you're going to say, I don't think so, but you might drink them down pretty easily.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the phone call.
God bless you.
God bless you too, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, there's a phone line once again open, 903-586-5257. This could be one of the easiest things you could do. You know, the way that you're supposed to respond to an infection is you treat it quickly and just very, very efficiently. You don't wait till you're 3 months into it before you take action. Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Morgan. I have a question.
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, and I'm so sorry about today. I didn't know we were going to get all this background chatter, but that's just one of the glitches of a lightning strike. So you're really, really good just to talk through it and ignore that. So
okay.
Just let me know how I can help you, and I'll be glad to.
Okay. I have a neighbor across the street. She's in her 80s.
Okay.
What?
I'm listening. I said okay.
Oh, okay. I hear other stuff in the background.
I know, and it's very annoying, but there's not a thing that I can do about it. Just keep talking.
Okay. I have a neighbor across the street, and she's in her 80s. And she has the eye condition that the macular degeneration.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
She's had it for several years, and her vision is cloudy. At this point, is there anything that she could do?
I don't know the answer to that, because obviously the longer this condition goes, the worse it gets. And let me just make one or two points. The number one reason why macular degeneration forms is because of lack of oxygen. And so if you don't meet the requirements of the eye tissue for oxygen, the body says, okay, if you're not going to give us enough oxygen, we got only one play here. We're going to grow a whole bunch of new blood vessels. And guess what happens? It grows new blood vessels directly over the macula. Thus, you're blind from that. It blocks your vision. But I can tell you what I like. One of the reasons why I like supplementation is because if a person has a true deficiency, and there's no way their diet's going to provide them the nutrients they need to overcome a disease. That's why I've gone through so many bottles of kale and Brussels sprouts. That's all it is. It's a product called Cruciferous Complete. I have tried so much to heal macular. That is the number one thing that I've seen. That's where my confidence is right now. If you said, what are you 100% confident in at helping macular get better? It would be taking capsules of highly concentrated, organically grown kale and Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
I've done it over and over. I even remember one lady came to see me, and she was saying, my doctor says this is one of the worst cases of macular of all time. Now, I'm not trying to overpromise anything. I'm just telling you what happened. Within 1 month, she came back for like an emergency visit because the ophthalmologist wanted to really, really evaluate the situation. And he says, oh, my goodness, I think we made a mistake. And she said, what do you mean? She said, we must have gotten the computer images mixed up with somebody else's, because I've never seen it look like this. And she goes, well, what are you talking about? She said, all the damage that was there is gone now. And I'm going, look at there. The body can heal when you create the right circumstances. And so if this is an oxygen issue, the lady needs to be walking frequently, something that increases the flow of blood and oxygen all over the body. Is she sedentary or is she real active?
Well, she's active, and she would be even more active if she could see better.
Yeah, absolutely.
She still lives by herself.
Well, that's amazing. Does she drive?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
She has family here that helps her.
Oh, they get an A-plus on their report card.
Yeah. And she's also, you know, a diabetic. She's on diabetic medication, and it's affecting her teeth. Her teeth are breaking off.
Yeah, and those things are really, really hard on the body.
Yeah.
I mean, I could come up with a plan for you real easy if I could just talk her into giving up all grains and sugar. That's her choice,
though.
If she were to eat... there's a lot of ways you could call it. You could call it a paleo diet. You might even call it a modified carnivore diet. You might call it a keto diet. The main thing is, with diabetes and you have macular, if you could just give up the sugar, then there would be an opportunity to heal, I believe.
Okay.
I've only had 32 years to experiment with every single human being that walks through my door, so I don't really have to be that smart. I've seen what works and what doesn't. But when blood sugar is elevated, it's just one of the hardest things in the body. It just damages everything, including the arteries and the veins and the nerves.
Okay.
Two meals a day? Okay, go ahead.
What was you said that she should take, is it a pill?
Yeah, it's a supplement, and it comes in a capsule form. It's just highly concentrated capsules of kale and Brussels sprouts.
And what was the name of it?
It's called Cruciferous Complete. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you right now, I've seen a lot of things in 32 years, but that's one amazing thing. It's like anything else, though. The quicker that you can get to the macular and turn it around, the better.
Right.
Nobody makes it off this earth without dying, unless the Lord comes again.
Right.
And so it gets harder and harder as we age, because the immune system becomes weaker, we become more nutrient deficient, we have a lack of oxygen. It's just a lot of factors. But yeah, getting the blood sugar to come back down to around 90 would probably be like a major boost in the arm as far as recovery and regeneration.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd take about 6 to 9 capsules of Cruciferous Complete. You got nothing to lose by trying.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for putting up with the background chatter.
That's okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. All right, there's a phone line once again open at 903-586-5257. I think it would be very easy for me to build a case that just maybe oxygen might end up being one of the greatest healing molecules in all the universe. Yeah, I think I could do that. So, we need oxygen. Good morning. Welcome to the program. That sounded horrible. Do you have your radio on? Well, that sound is just absolutely horrible. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to hang up because I can't make out anything.
Can you hear me? Turn on.
I'm sorry I didn't hang up on you. I guess I did hang up on purpose. But no, the sound in my ears was so great I couldn't make out what you're saying. Well, what we're experiencing this morning is still some residual glitches from the lightning strike of the station. So, JP and Randy, they are so good. They're trying to get this resolved and fixed. So thanks for your patience. Let's try again. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Okay. It's just the way it's going to be today. You know, well, what do you do if something doesn't work out? Okay? You deal with it. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. Good morning. How are you today?
Mama Cow gives birth to the baby.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. I tried to call last week, but it was too late.
Thank you for your phone call.
I was having a blood test that my doctor required to renew my prescription for thyroid, and I said okay. And since I'm having a blood test, can y'all do an antibody test by any means? Because a year ago in February, my husband and I had some kind of something, and I had 101 degrees fever with it for 19 hours, and I took silver shield and vitamin D and zinc and all this stuff, and I got over it just really fast. And
okay, good.
So they did a blood test, and I'm disappointed to say that I didn't have antibodies.
Okay.
But anyway, they did say that I had high cholesterol and high blood pressure's low. Everything else is good, and I've got.
Well, you're supposed to have high cholesterol if you've had an infection. That's always normal. So, anytime that a human being has an infection, the cholesterol levels always go up because that's cholesterol's doing its job. It soaks up all the toxic waste of the infection. That's what you want. If a person wants to die, they should have low cholesterol and have an infection. That's like a death sentence. So that's a good thing. Are you still there? Well, I think we're going to chalk up this morning as there's just a major glitch in the phone system. Okay. Let me see. What can I do for the next 15 minutes? Let me just tell you some stories. Okay. Earlier this week, a woman came to see me, and she was telling me that she had very, very severe pain in her hip. And of course, I'm kind of, I like to people watch, and I like to observe these things. But it's really, really obvious that when somebody says, I've been going to a chiropractor over and over again, massage therapist because I had this continual pain in my hips. One of the first things that I usually look for is I try to just manually test. It's just a manual muscle test for the strength of what are called the hip rotators. I'm telling you, this is a big deal. If the hip rotators remain weak and non-functional, you're kind of setting yourself up for needing a hip replacement down the road. If you knew that you could take simple steps to avoid a hip replacement, you would do it. Yes, you would, because the recovery of a hip replacement, that's a pretty big deal. It takes a long time to get over it, and you want to make it easy on your body. So one of the recommendations that I usually give people, because I need them to kind of learn, you know, what their body can do and not do, is I'll have them try to keep their feet flat on the ground and then see if they can do a full deep body squat all the way down without lifting their heels on the ground. Just think about somebody that's like sitting or squatting around a campfire while they're roasting their wieners. And so if you can do a full squat and hold it for about 5 minutes, most likely your hips are in really good shape and your back's in good shape. If you can't do that, that might be one of the simple exercises you do every day to try to restore the function of your hips and your lower back. But when you watch people walk, you can tell when they're favoring the hip. There's like a rise and fall on one side where they're totally giving in to the pain. Well, unless you strengthen the weak hip muscles, you're not going to make any progress. So what if the only thing you did today was go onto a website called YouTube and type in, how do I stretch and strengthen and correct weak hip rotators? You might tell me that you have one of the most amazing responses to pain in your hips and body, even if it's been there a long time. I always ask a person when they walk in my door, I say, what did the doctor tell you about your hip? And they usually say, they didn't say anything. Well, you're just like I am. If you have precise direction, if you have clarity on what the problem is and what to do about it, then you can take responsibility for it. And so these things are a gift. If you got a problem, you're better off running straight toward it and trying to tackle it head on than doing nothing. So go on to YouTube, type in, how do I stretch and strengthen weak hip rotators? It's pretty straightforward. Is it easy? No, it is not. One thing that I've become a huge fan of, I've become a really big fan of these balance disc or balance boards. And one of the companies that I've purchased one from is called Nalanda, N-A-L-A-N-D-A. But they make this very tough, hardy balance board. Because you know as well as I do, one of the main things that a person experiences as they age is they start to lose their balance. The number one predictor of how long that a man or a woman is going to walk the earth is how physically strong they are. If you start to lose strength, it's just a matter of time until your body just can't get enough strength to recover. I don't know if you know this or not, but people lose their balance quite easily. I know there's some nutrients involved with that, but I'm not going to go into that unless somebody's really interested in that. But these balance discs, I watch people all the time just try to stand on them. If a person almost falls backwards while they're on the balance disc, you know, I'm going to catch them. I don't want anybody falling and hurting themselves. And you know, the truth of it is, if you stand on a balance disc, there's always a risk that you could fall off. That's why you put the balance disc like in a corner near a countertop or a cabinet or just anywhere that you can hang on to, maybe in the doorway. But these things are phenomenal because when you stand on them and you say, oh my goodness, I didn't realize my balance was so challenged or so lack of efficiency. But if you get on it and you fight it, you're telling your brain, I need you to grow brand new neurons, brain cells, nerve cells, so I can regain my ability to keep my balance. This is a good, good thing. I think the balance disc that I have, it might have cost, what, $31? Yeah, that's money. But still, Would you rather be doing something to train your body into regaining your health and growing new neurons? That's really the only option you have. If you've had damage to your brain, if you're in some type of mental decline, you have got to give your brain a reason to grow new brain cells. That is called work. And so on these balance discs, oh yeah, I've watched a whole bunch of people try to stand on both legs. I've seen them try to do a full squat while they're on the balance disc. That's challenging, but it's doable. And the thing of it is, if a person can't even stay on it for 3 seconds, if they just hit it a few times a day, before you know it, they keep getting better and better and better. And they go, Dr. Morgan, look at this. I can stand on one leg with my eyes closed for 30 seconds now without falling. Well, that's amazing. Because the way they used to do this back in, say, 1970, before we had CAT scans with contrast and MRIs or functional magnetic imaging of the brain, before a neurologist could actually see the brain, what he would do is to determine how the condition of a human being's brain is to just have them stand with their eyes closed on one foot. If you can stand with your eyes closed and maintain your balance without touching the ground to steady yourself for 30 seconds, that's exceptional brain function. If you can't, then things are not going to really improve with your brain unless you can regain your balance. So there's always two things that have been shown to regenerate and cause new brain cells to grow. See, when I was in school back in the early 80s, they taught us in neurology class, it's impossible for the brain to grow new brain cells. That was the truth of the day. But now we know it's doable. You can regrow new brain cells. So the two things that do that are going to be exercise and then what's called novel learning. That could be as simple as reading. What if you didn't know anything about, let's say, cucumbers or broccoli, and you said, I want to try to plant those? If you read and study on how you're going to grow world-class cucumbers, and you're going to try those techniques you've learned, well, what you're doing is you're telling your brain, I've got some work for you to do. Everybody needs work. That's the problem that I have with the vaccine, is because you're bypassing the naturally acquired antibody production from having to work for it. And so I know this is a hard comment, but I believe it to be true. You're welcome to challenge me. That's just fine. If you do not generate natural antibodies, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to have long-term success with the vaccine because the body never did what it's supposed to do. Your immune system needs work. What are you going to do? Become the boy in the plastic bubble where you're completely in a sterile environment the rest of your life? You can do that, but that's not the way that God designed it. The body and the immune system and the brain, they need a challenge, and they need work. That's one of the reasons why when you see men retire very, very young, it ain't long until they die. Because you know how a man is wired. He needs problems and work to help keep him moving in the right direction. It's kind of hard to avoid problems. I mean, you can avoid a lot of problems, but some you just cannot. It's impossible. And so you've got to have the mindset that you're going to help your body regain its ability to function properly. And so by improving your strength, improving your balance, even if you just went walking for 30 to 45 minutes a day, that's going to help turn this around. Years ago, there was a magazine article, and they were posing the question, how much exercise does it take to help a person rejuvenate from heart disease, diabetes, cancer, horrific injuries to the body? And they came up with, and this was a well-written article looking at what's the reality of it, 10 minutes a day didn't do anything. It was more like an hour and a half of some exercise a day. That is the amount of work it takes to start rejuvenating the human body. And so I know this is not a popular conversation because it involves the W word, work. But if you want to rejuvenate, you've got to set your mind like flint that you're going to work for it. Give your body a reason to grow brand new muscle and brand new nerves and brain cells. And so if you read and exercise, there's hope for you. if you give up the thing that's destroying and generating inflammation, that's called junk food and sugar, you might actually make it through this. And so, yeah, today is one of those deals. I could hear my voice the whole time. It's very distracting. I don't know if you know about men. Some men can multitask. I am not one of those men. I can do one thing at a time. I've seen women juggle easily three or four things at one time. It's incredible. But I'm not wired that way. I can't do that. I mean, on top of that, if you want to totally stress your body out, multitasking is the way to do it. I think I have read articles that demonstrate that that will wear your brain out and create so much cortisol and stress just trying to multitask. I don't know that we're really meant to. I think we're meant to discipline ourselves to work on exactly one thing at a time and one thing only. At least I'm telling myself that. So, what have we learned today? The moment you start to feel like you're a bit off, and let me tell you how it works. You have a type of a white blood cell called a T lymphocyte. When it detects that you have an infection that's growing in your body, it releases a chemical that instantly makes your brain sleepy. And so what do? You think, man, I am not feeling good right now. I have got to go lie down. You better listen to your body. But if I had my way, I'd take 2 carrots, 4 ribs of celery, 1 apple. Actually, you can skip the apple if you want, but the lemon, please do not leave off the lemon from the juicer. Just take a paring knife or a hawksbill blade and just cut the rind off. Leave as much of the white pith as you can. Run that fresh, living lemon. Let it run through the juicer, extract the nutrients from it, and then take a chunk of fresh ginger root. You can use as much as you want, but ginger, it is potent. Plus, ginger looks like little human beings anyway. There's a head, there's a trunk of the body, there's arms, there's legs. They look just like little humans. It's so funny. Ginger is absolutely one of the most amazing remedies when someone is sick. You can bank on it. It's phenomenal. So if this helps you get your strength back, I am all for it.